Welcome back. You're on Public Address Radio on Radio Live. In some towns, kids play soccer. In this town, the kids play rock and roll. That's a quote from Ed Knowles of The Checks, and you'll hear it in a new film from documentary maker Julian McCarthy entitled Guitars from the Leafy Suburbs. It follows several of Devonport's finest young bands over the course of 2 years, from humble beginnings to live concerts, record deals and album releases. It's a fly-on-the-wall style story. Julian McCarthy says the idea came to him when he got involved in an exhibition at Devonport's Depot Art Space.
We ended up going out the back of the Depot Art Space, and I met Ricky Morris, who was running the studio out the back and had a number of bands recording in there, including the Checks and the Whitebirds and the Confectioners. And I'd heard about the Checks before. I hadn't heard of the other bands at that point, but the more I talked to him and could see what was going on there, the more I thought, well, this is an interesting story. There's a little hothouse here, really, of bands that Ricky is, I guess, providing a practice space for, and he was also doing demo recording for some of them, and to some extent operating as a talent scout. I mean, he could see where the talent was with those bands, and he was providing a place for them to practice and giving little points of guidance, I suppose, here and there, and recutting some of their demo music tracks and showing them things that they could do, etc., etc. So it was, to me, it was a story that was going somewhere. It was a story that I could see, you know, if we filmed and watched it over time, that things were definitely going to develop. And so I was in.
And what followed was 2 years of following these guys as they progressed. Is that right?
Yes, it is pretty much. I mean, obviously not continuous following, but when I knew of certain events happening, I would get our little film crew out, and we would go and film, whether it was recording sessions or performance, or some of them were just mucking around in the studio, or little pieces of interview here and there, but a lot of observational filming going along. We're a small, just a three-piece crew, including myself, with people that I knew well, and we had a really good understanding about the kind of material we were trying to get, and we were able to go in there for maybe a few hours at a time, and half day, something like that, and just record various things that happened along the way, and quite a lot of, I suppose, behind the scenes, and seeing things take shape.
Part of it is watching teenagers grow up, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, you can see that process in the length of the film. You see they look different, they start to act differently, and there is a sense of, in the early stages of some of those bands were very fresh. The Whitebirds and Lemons, for example, we first filmed them, it was their very first demo recording with Ricky Morris. It was the very first record demo they'd done, and they were very nervous. And as the time went on, you could see they developed a bit of a swagger, and they had, not that they didn't have a sense of who they were, but they developed more of that and started to see themselves amongst other bands locally and amongst other bands in the world, I suppose. They started to think, okay, we're going to go in this direction, and you could see that played out in the kind of music they played, and certainly in the way they dressed, and yeah, you see that transition over time.
Do you sort of see them learning that it's not just the craft of the music, but also the stage performance and the sort of showmanship?
Yes, you can see aspects of that, and I suppose the other thing that you see quite dramatically is when you see them in the studio recording, or mucking around, sitting around jamming, or working back through the tracks with Ricky and deciding which is the good take and all that, they're very much at home, and they spend so much time there. They're very relaxed in that space. And then when you see them out on stage performing outdoors or live in the Masonic or something, sometimes they're barely recognisable. There's a total transformation. I'd say that particularly about the Czechs. It's almost, it is a total transformation, almost unrecognisable in a way, the personalities and the way they transform.
You've got a nice scene of Ricky Morris describing when he first saw one of the bands playing at the Masonic. It was sort of a revelation to him by the sound.
Oh, when he talks about when he saw them in the supermarket, and he looked at them, and I think he says something like, and I said, I walked up to these guys and I said, you have to be in a band. And they said, yes, we're the Czechs. And they had a little chat and said they were playing at the Masonic, and Ricky went down to see them. And I think I should know this because I've seen it in the editing suite hundreds of times. He says, and the rest is history. So it was, I mean, he says, he denies being something of a talent scout, but he certainly knows talent when he sees it, and he has supported those people. But for him, he says they look like a band. They look like a band, and they still look like a band. You see them in the street or something, they, as well as the polish, which they get more of every month, but they and the music is great, but they also have that look. You know, they are clearly a band.
The nice thing about being able to follow it for 2 years is that you can tell a lot more, I guess, than you would if you were only there for a short time.
Yes, and I suppose that's what I like about that process of following them over time and observing things that happen. And in that way, when you tell a story, you know, my view of I suppose any film, but particularly documentaries, I always think there's layers of information there. There's maybe a simple story on top, and there's other sub-stories, and there's things in there which some people will get and some won't. Some people will understand and some won't, but they still get the sense of the whole thing. But there's subtle little things in there about aspects of personality and interaction of the band and interaction between Ricky and the bands and other sorts of things in stories, which I always like to put in there. And I think, well, some people are going to get this and some aren't, but I guess that's what interests me, is those layers, really.
You got a lot of surprises as you went along, I imagine, if you're going in really just saying, let's see what happens.
Yes, we did. Some interesting things happened when we were filming, and some very funny things happened as well, which were, some of them were intentional and some of them were quite unintentional, but when you see them on screen, they're very funny. And but that is the payoff by spending time there. You know, you end up with footage, which some of which you don't use. But I also think sometimes I'll only say about this, there's a scene with some pies in there, which I had a sense about that something was going to happen. And I don't know where it came from, but we were about to break for lunch, and camera and sound people, Myri and Mike, they'd sort of headed off down the corridor to go and get some lunch for themselves, and this little jam session thing happened, and I remember raising my voice, it sort of rather urgently, to get them back in there and get the camera going and the sound going, because I had a sense something was going to happen, and it did, you know. And a lovely little piece, which you've got to be on lookout for, those kind of things, and they're fantastic when those come off as a documentary maker.
That's Julian McCarthy talking about his new documentary film, Guitars from the Leafy Suburbs. It opened at the Academy Cinema in Auckland on Thursday, and you should hurry down there, because even the best documentaries don't hang around as long as the blockbusters. Time for a break. When we come back, we're talking to Michael Parmenter about his new show.